There's a lot of interesting Torah about the personal life of Moshe Rabbeinu, and there are some really open questions also in marriage or potentially even marriages of Moshe Rabbeinu. There is a tradition found in the Yalkut Shimoni. This is one. It's a sugya which comes up a little bit in Parshas Shmos, where we're told that Moshe marries Tzipporah. Comes up in Parshas Yisro here, where we're told that Tzipporah comes back achar shiluchaha, simple pshat after she's sent away. And it's also a sugya in Parshas Paloscha, where Miriam and Aaron seem to speak about Moshe's personal life and Moshe's marriages. It comes up in a couple places in Chumash. There are some who maintain a Yalkut Shimoni. The Rashbam writes in Parshas Paloscha that Moshe actually was the king at an earlier stage in life of Cush, and that he actually did have an additional wife that maybe he never was intimate with, but he did have another wife. That's the Isha Cushis. But in general, we tend to assume the more mainstream view that Moshe's wife was Tzipporah. That's what Chumash tells us, and that's the primary wife that we're talking about. Nevertheless, there is a lot of ambiguity about that marriage, in particular, whether Moshe Rabbeinu, in fact, divorced her. The Torah in Parshas Yisro says, achar shilucheha, the word shilucheha, to send away a woman, is the same word we say v'shilcha mibeso, that you divorce someone. So there's some one day in the Medrash, one day in the Mechilta, that in fact, Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, I believe, in the Mechilta, that he gave her a get, and he divorced Tzipporah. Unklus, I believe, and some others translate in Parshas Baloscha, when Miriam speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu, it appears to be Lashon Hara, and says the Isha Kushis Asher Lakach. So Unklus translates that pasuk in a way which is different than we would have interpreted based on Pshuto Shel Mikra, to mean that in fact he actually divorced he divorced Tzipporah. So we have one particular perspective which Moshe came along and Moshe divorced her. If Moshe divorced her, there are some interesting questions. Number one, if he divorced her earlier, achar shilucheha, how is he able to remarry her? Haray, this is a question that Moshe of Zakenim. Moshe of Zakenim asked the question. I don't get it. Moshe has the din of a melech. You can't marry. It's not so simple how he was allowed to come back and to be able to marry her. You have a similar question in the Rid and Hus Perish that Moshe the Kohen, Betem Hechik Zira, Moshe the Kohen, Hayab, Beged, Vipasal the Kahuna, once he divorced her, how could Moshe come back and take Tzipporah back? So the Rishonim explain, it's in the Rid, it's in the Moshe of Zakenim, that even when Moshe initially divorced Tzipporah, he divorced her al Tanai. He divorced her on condition that if he wants to take her back, there's really not going to be a Gerushin, and therefore they were allowed to be together. But why would Moshe have wanted to divorce her? Why exactly would Moshe have wanted to divorce his wife? So here there is the more mainstream approach. The Gemara Maseches Shabbos tells us that Moshe was perish min ha'isha, that Moshe was not intimate with his wife. And one of the reasons is that because Moshe was a Navi, so Moshe was someone that had to be available all the time to be able to get Nevuah, And just like us before Maimon Har Sinai, Torah tells us that they had to separate from women in order to be able to be sufficiently pure at that time to receive prophecy. So that's what happens also with Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe had to be able to, because he was always the potential to get prophecy, he couldn't really be with Tzipporah and have a wife in the regular way. The Marsha in Maseches Sota, we quoted this, I think, earlier in the year, the Marsha, Maseches Sota explains that also Moshe Rabbeinu is a real ruchniistic figure. Moshe is a uniquely spiritual figure, and therefore, even though in general, let's say a Kohen Gadol, the halacha is for Yom Kippur in particular, Ma Beso, Beso Zo Ishto, he has to be married, Moshe was a very unique figure, a spiritual figure. He wasn't in the physical world as much, and therefore Moshe, even though he had a wife at an earlier stage in life, once he became Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe he felt that he had to divorce her because that was the level that he was at, a very unique and unparalleled level, where he was distant more or less from the physical world. That's the first mahalach, that Moshe Rabbeinu, achar shiluchah, he initially divorced her, maybe he divorced her again, which is part of what's going on with Miriam and Parshas Baloscha, but he really couldn't be with her. Potentially, trials how he could take her back, but potentially he couldn't be with her because of the unique spiritual state that he was at. There is a second very well-known mahalach, also based on a medrash, which Rashi quotes in Parshas Yisro, and is probably more aligned with the simple pshat in Parshas Baloscha, as we'll see in a little bit. Achar shilucheha does not mean that he literally divorced her. What it meant, and Rashi quotes this from the medrash, that when Moshe came back to Mitzrayim, and Aaron HaKohen met him, and Moshe said to Aaron, you know, okay, I'm here to help get us out. So Aaron said, Al Rishonim Anu Mitzta'arim, we have enough problem with the fact that we have Bnei Yisrael that's in servitude now. Don't bring more people here. So Achar Shilucheha means he sent back Tzipporah to go live with Yisro. It wasn't a divorce at all, but he sent her back because that was more appropriate He wasn't going to, why bring them back? Why bring them back to Mitzrayim? The Maharal points out, but I thought Sheva Levi wasn't going to be an Avdus anyway. If Sheva Levi wasn't going to be an Avdus, so Moshe was going to come back and he wasn't going to be a slave, what was he so nervous about? So that the Maharal makes a particular suggestion. The Maharal says, no, it could be even they weren't still. They were killing all of the male children, and therefore he said, why bring your wife into a situation like this? Better for you to stay, better for her to stay away. Okay, that's one mahalach. The Isakushis Asher Lakach that we refer to is Moshe never divorced his wife. It's not a reference to him divorcing anyone, but rather, as many of them have shown him explain, it's Miriam had tainas on the fact that Moshe in fact married Tzipora, and that Moshe was with Tzipora. There is an amazing Moshe of Zakenim. It's a Moshe of Zakenim Parsh Balozcha. It's an amazingly beautiful Moshe of Zakenim. The first mahalach is that Moshe divorced Tzipora. He divorced her Achar Shiluchaha, and why he divorced her, why he wasn't with her even after Har Sinai, he was at a certain Madrega, and therefore he couldn't really be with her. The second mahalach is to argue not like that at all. The second mahalach is to argue that in fact they really were married, and in fact they always stayed married. So what's going on in Parshas Balozcha? Why is Miriam speaking about Moshe's marriage if he really stayed with her the whole time? Achar Shiluchaha, he never divorced her. Eskuzer Shalakach, he stayed married to her. So what exactly is the critique? So suggest the Moshe of Zakenim, an amazing give and take between Miriam and Moshe, and one that I think has profound implications. Miriam was arguing the following, says the Moshe of Zakenim. Moshe Rabbeinu, I understood that you married Tzipora. She's from Midian. She's not that chashav of a person. When you first married her, so you weren't that chashav, but now you're already the melech, you're the kohen, you're the person which is so elevated and so holy. Why are you staying with Tzipora? She's not ra'oi to be with you anymore. She's no longer considered to be someone that should really be with you. What exactly is going on? Why would this be the case? The Rebbeinu Shalom responds, "B'chol beisi ne'eman hu." That Moshe Rabbeinu essentially said, and Hashem confirms this, that Amar lo Moshe shikach echeres miuchases. Miriam said, "Go marry someone from greater yichus." And Moshe lo ratza me'achar shelacha kishaya ani ve'ata hayamelech lo ratza legarsha. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, "She is. We go way back." And she was willing to marry me when I was an ani in Parsha Shemos, when I came and I was escaping from Mitzrayim, when I came and I had nothing, Tzipor was going to marry me. And it could be that right now she's not as miyuchas, as a person I could have gotten if right now I'm the melech, I'm the Kohen Gadol, if I'm Moshe Rabbeinu, but still, Tzipor was with me from the beginning. And because Tzipor was with Moshe from the beginning, they built a certain kind of connection. They had a certain kind of relationship, and Moshe said, that person, Miriam, I will never, never not be with such a person. In many ways, what you find are two different perspectives, Miriam and Moshe, modeled there. One, and really the two mahalachim we spoke about. One mahalach is Moshe the Navi was removed, distant, and holier than the people. He couldn't have a wife, he had to divorce her. Moshe was kulo ruchni, or at least he was very much ruchni. Moshe was deeply spiritual, and therefore he had to be removed from people. That's a model of Navi, it's a model of leader, which is distant, which is removed, which is this incredible role model, but not as integrated into society itself. That's what Miriam suggested Moshe should be, and for some, Moshe may even have potentially been. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us he's Keresh Ben Aisha. But there is a second mahalach, and that's the model of a Moshe Rabbeinu, which is not distant, but a Moshe Rabbeinu that had a wife and that stayed with his wife, even though, because that's who he was from the time that she was with him from an earlier time, from an earlier tekufa, and that reflects a very different orientation. One that says, I don't need to be elevated and removed. One that says, I don't need the person that comes from the fanciest lineage. Person that says he's with the people, he understands people. And a Moshe that had the commitment, the Hakaras HaTov, and cultivated the relationship. That Tzipora was with me at all times, and I'm still going to be with her. Undoubtedly, a very powerful message sometimes. That even if a person knows that sometimes, you know, throughout life, remembering relationships that we've had and the power of those relationships, continuing to grow, invest, and cultivate relationships, even as a person progresses and elevates themselves, is undoubtedly something which is important. So Achar Shiluchaha in Parshas Yisro, the Isha Kusish Asher Lakach in Parshas Bahaloscha, we have different interpretations here. Moshe married Tzipor, divorced, there was another wife, what exactly is going on? Two different perspectives. Moshe as the more ruchniistic figure that elevates himself beyond. Moshe as the figure which is obviously also ruchniist based, but integrated with the people in a very, very powerful way. two perspectives of leadership, two takes on Moshe Rabbeinu, and two perspectives on Moshe Rabbeinu's marriage. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.